Om Shanti. It's time. True wealth. If you believe that money and possessions are our only assets, then think again. There are so many wealth resources that each one of us has, yet it is only when we tap into that energy and use it to our benefit that we feel life to be abundant and generous. The wealth of time. As I was driving this morning, I could feel the urgency and panic of other fellow drivers. Speeding, racing, cutting in and out, moving lanes frequently, driving on the hard shoulder. The haste became even more obvious after I witnessed a three-car accident at 6:30 a.m. These people may have fast cars but don't have time to slow down. They don't have time to enjoy the car, the drive, to enjoy the view and feel the beautiful early morning air. They want to get there fast, wherever there is. For how much can you buy time? Every minute that passes never comes back. Every moment that goes by will never be repeated in the same way. So like a good photographer, catch that moment, that scene, that light, that shot, for it will never come back again. We all have 24 hours in one day, but the one who takes time to savor the moment and enjoy the present is the one who is the richest of the rich. So next time you find someone cutting in front of you, let them in, give them way, because you can afford to. You are time rich and they are all the poorer because they haven't understood the value of the now. The energy of money. Let's talk about money since we already mentioned it. Money is not wealth unless I feel myself absolutely happy and content inside. It's interesting how for some people, no matter how much money they have, it's never enough. If I have lots of money and possessions, but I constantly feel empty, restless, and peaceless, then that money has not served its purpose. Hence, people who have money can also be poor inside. A truly rich person is one who is in touch with their inner resources, which are full and brimming. They can feel their love, peace, kindness, compassion, generosity, humility. They may not be financially rich, but they use their resources in a worthwhile way, and thus the energy that comes back to them is one of satisfaction and contentment. Rich relationships. We may have hundreds of friends on Facebook and Snapchat. We may even have many acquaintances. Yet how many will be there for us at a time of need? A real relationship means a real connection at a soul level. Real love. You can feel this love even though you may be hundreds of miles away. Real relationships can withstand problems and tribulations and come out stronger. They are about giving and sharing, not just taking. A real relationship is a treasure to be valued. Helping hands of cooperation. Wealthy is he or she who has help arrive whenever they need it. Cooperation, assistance, and teamwork is an asset which one usually only receives if one has also invested in it oneself. An attitude of cooperation, harmony, and good wishes towards others will win hearts and minds. And having people around who want to be around you is certainly a victory in relationships. It's difficult and dreary doing things alone. So much nicer when you have good company along with you. So if you are that queen bee who attracts others with your genuine sweetness, then you certainly have done something to deserve it and will reap the rewards. The wealth of good health. Having a banquet of food every day does not deem you rich, but having a good digestion system does. No point being able to afford an array of food items that only salivate the taste buds, but that can't go further than the eyes. Those who take time to invest in exercise and healthy food are the richy rich. A diet of elevated thinking and positive attitude contributes greatly to good health and wealth. Complainers and moaners usually don't exude good health on any level. Tuning into synchronicities. Lucky are those who can feel the synchronicity in all things, knowing that the universe is on our side, that it is indeed well, and believing that everything we need will come to us, will make those things actually happen. Tune your thoughts to the positive and attract positivity. Those who are able to feel the magic of life at every moment are super rich in their spirit and consciousness. Do not allow the arrogance of wealth to deceive you into believing that you have it all. It is better we wake up to the truth now before it is too late. It's time. It's time to realize your riches. Make the most of every moment and each opportunity that comes your way. Count your friends, celebrate your good heart, celebrate your health, and you are the wealthiest of all. Om Shanti.